It's Overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
You are listening to Bit Night. Thom and Shorts with you. We're all jazzed up.
Yep.
It's a Friday night.
All apprehensive.
Yeah. Is that not a word?
We learned during the break that Thom said a word early in the show that may not actually exist.
And
or
also,
it may. We're really not sure.
If it's not a word, I'll wear it. No problem. This is the thing. I've been doing Crash and Annette for six seasons on 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah.
I've been doing the show with professional sports writers. I've been doing it with people much smarter than me. I've said that word almost every week. No one has ever corrected me.
What is the word, Thom?
Apprehensious. Is that not a word?
I think you're combining two words, and I think it's apprehensive and cautious. And your brain is just doing like a Jedi mind trick thing on you, and it's just slamming them both together. Yeah. And so to you, you said it so long that it sounds right.
If you say a wrong word for 6 years and no one corrects you on it, why would you think that it was not a word?
Can I tell you, there's another word that you do say wrong, but I don't know if we want to go down that road because we got a guest.
We have Ryan Spader on.
We'll save it for later.
Why don't you drop that on me later?
Yeah, we'll save it for later.
Let's go to the Ace of Spader. Ryan, what's going on? Happy Buzzergate. Hope everything's going well. You want to break this down from the top? Just let us know what's going on, what you know.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, first of all, I was a little apprehensive about coming on the show. Oh, man, this whole thing's a mess, though, I'll tell you right now.
Well, it's so crazy, Ryan, because I've never seen people... This is more of like an NBA Twitter type of thing or an NFL Twitter type of thing, but on Twitter, everybody has just been abuzz for the past 24 hours, really all week since the report on the Astros cheating scandal came out and Commissioner Rob Manfred confirmed that they did in fact cheat during the 2017 season. But he specifically says in it that it didn't go beyond the 2017 season, unless you want to correct me if I'm wrong on that. But now everybody is doing Zapruder film diagnostics on the Astros in the 2019 ALCS where they beat the Yankees, and saying that Jose Altuve was wearing a buzzer on his shoulder underneath his jersey, and that's the reason why he was covering up his jersey and went into the locker room after the game-winning hit and changed his shirt so that nobody could see him take the buzzer off. And the buzzer is supposedly helping him know when a fastball is coming. It's just so wild to see people get caught up in this.
Well, it's really funny because the whole buzzer thing comes from this burner account, right? That's apparently they're like, I'm Carlos Beltran's niece or something.
Yeah.
And Beltran wasn't even involved with the team in 2019. You know, so what the hell would she know?
That's a good point.
True.
I didn't even think about
that. And then the same account said that Gleyber Torres of the Yankees was doing the same stuff. And, you know, it's really unsubstantiated, and it's not something that I've even really heard much about. I've heard a lot about this sign-stealing stuff dating back to the mid-2000s with a certain team and an individual who hasn't even been yet named, who I think will eventually be named.
Interesting.
And just teams who have, in recent seasons, developed this whole, you know, we're going to have the analytics department right by the dugout, and they got these 20 monitors, and what is one of those monitors doing? One of the a player told me what really cracked me up. He was like, well, where's one of those cameras staring? Right at the catcher's crotch. And used more colorful language. I'm not sure what we're allowed to say. I'm not allowed to say.
Right.
But you've got all this stuff that's been coming out, and it just bothers me that it seems like the Astros, to me, are the scapegoats of this thing.
Yes.
The Red Sox got involved, of course, because of Alex Cora. Mm-hmm. And then the Mets end up getting sucked into it because of Carlos Beltran. But there are certain teams that Major League Baseball seems to want to keep as untouchable. And those are, you know, teams that are viewed globally as teams that are going to spread the sport, whatever, what have you.
Do you think a part of the reason why they're okay with putting all of this on the Astros is because they happen to be so brazen in their denial of it?
I really think that the whole, what was his name, Taubman, I forget, that really helped it out.
Yeah, that assistant GM that got fired.
Yeah, that dude really dropped the ball, and he really screwed this team. And it just is like, well, you know, they're already taking a fall for this, so might as well throw this on them and that on them. As far as I've heard, there's been at least 8 or 9 total teams who have done just as much as the Astros have done.
Wow. Just as much as what was in the report? Meaning video sign stealing and...
I'm not talking trash cans. That seems pretty unique. But but as far as the sign stealing stuff goes, yes.
So you're saying up to 8 or 9 other teams, or including the Astros, or 8 or 9 total?
Total.
Wow. That's pretty big. But
it is, and that's just what I heard. And got to knock my own ego down a bit, but I'm a nobody in baseball, man. And that's just what I heard. I can only imagine.
That's not true. First of all, you know that's not true, but I think you're being humble. But this is from people that you've just kind of spoken to from knowing people around the league.
Well, I've spoken to a lot of the writers. I talked to Passan and Drillich a little bit, and they don't give me anything, of course. You know, they're tight-lipped with their sources because they're consummate professionals. But then I've talked to a number of ball players who have seen things and heard things. A lot of guys are taking issues with Fears or Fires, however you want to pronounce his name, because he was a part of that. And then something that he, I guess, did wasn't necessarily pointed out. And the fact of the matter is the only time he opened his mouth was, well, he had 3 starts in Houston. His ERA was over 14, and it ballooned his season numbers and his contracts up at the end of the season. So to me, it seems like he had a lot of self-interest in coming out with this information. He kind of protected himself, maybe. It sort of read Jose Canseco-esque to me. I kind of got into it with our boy John Heyman, who I know comes on the station every once in a while.
Sure.
He's a great dude. But Heyman kind of lauded him as a hero in all this, and I just kind of disagree with that take. I think that he acted in self-interest and was trying to protect his future in the game. And when he was doing it, he wasn't speaking up.
Well, he certainly has something to gain from it, and certainly, and just the name of being, or the narrative rather, of being viewed as this hero, and maybe that, I don't know, increases his chances of signing with another team this offseason. I really don't know. I can't imagine.
No.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would, you know, get past the analytics department in any sort of way, but I don't know. Maybe it leads to media opportunities if his career's done. I don't know, but yeah, I could definitely see your point how he's kind of gaining from the situation where he's on the team that got busted for cheating, and then he's also whistleblowing. You know, he's being the guy that's blowing the whistle on the whole thing while he sat there and benefited with all those other guys.
Right. And I'll tell you a couple of things that I've heard that haven't really come to light. Of course, I'm not going to name the teams or individuals, but one of the weirdest ones I've heard was an individual who had a guy in center field who had these like high-tech binoculars staring into a catcher's, I guess, his crotch, you know, trying to read the signs. And he's just holding up a towel and would drop it if the pitch is off speed and then keep it up if it's not.
So the hitter sees him in the outfield, you're saying?
Right, right. It's absolutely ridiculous. It sounds absurd. But I have heard this from so many different people that it has to be true at this point. And some of this stuff is just ridiculous. You got one team who apparently has cameras along the left field and right field foul poles, and then one in dead center that's trying to catch a glimpse inside the pitcher's glove so they can see even before the pitch is thrown how his fingers are lined up on the pitch. I mean, this stuff sounds insane, right? But I've heard this stuff from so many people that I refuse to believe that it's anything but true at this point. And, you know, when you think about it and compare it to the fact that you had a team banging on trash cans, it doesn't sound that crazy, does it?
No, it doesn't. We're joined by Ryan Spader. You can follow him on Twitter, The Ace of Spader, SPA. Eder on Twitter. Also a baseball statistician and author. You can get his book, Incredible Baseball Stats, The Coolest, Strangest Stats and Facts in Baseball History. Get that wherever books are sold. Ryan, one last question from me. How much more are we going to see in this rush? When there's stories that come out, it seems that there's a first wave of just news coming out from everywhere. We've seen it with Cora. We've seen it with Beltran. We've seen it with the Astros organization. Are we going to see more people come out or more organizations come out in this rush? Or do you think everything is going to settle down and then maybe we'll hear some more stories further down the road?
No, so really what I think is going to happen with all this is it's going to, I think Major League Baseball is going to kind of try to distance itself from this, and you might see a manager or two or a coach or two just resign to try to save face. And we kind of saw that with Beltran. Initially, it sounded like he resigned, but then, you know, it was usually parting ways, and then it was the Mets asking him to leave.
I think
we're going to see. Right. We're going to see more and more of that. I don't think this is over with. I think a lot more is going to come with, from all this. And from what I've heard, this advanced sign stealing dates back to the mid-2000s. So I don't know how into that they're going to get and how deep they're going to dig. I mean, Blackjack McDowell came out about the White Sox stealing signs using a Gatorade sign in a right center field to indicate what pitch is coming back in the mid-90s, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about that this morning. That was definitely interesting, and he also implicated Tony La Russa in that, right?
Oh, Tony, and he seemed pretty fired up because La Russa's still earning $500,000 a year working on that old man committee or whatever they call it nowadays. But this is far from over. And of course, you've heard the whole, you know, the Trout rumors about the H students and all that stuff. And, I've heard stuff like that for a while. The fact of the matter is, Major League Baseball, to my knowledge, does not test for HGH because they cannot test for HGH. You can't test for HGH with urine because it just doesn't come out that way. And it's not in your system long enough. It's not testable. I'm not sure whether or not these, you know, tea leaves, which I know exist in baseball, and for ADHD medication, for example, it exists tenfold versus the general population. But do they exist for HGH? Yes or no? I mean, it's kind of a gray area because if you can't test for it, well, then why does a tea leaf have to exist, right? And I'm not saying Trout did this or anybody did that, but the fact of the matter is, I know dudes who have taken HGH in baseball and never had any problems. They didn't necessarily need that, you know, that TUE that you need for Adderall because you're going to pop on a P test, you know?
Right.
Because that's not something you fail a P test for.
Well, Ryan, let me ask you this, kind of circling back to the Astros scandal itself. A lot of people are kind of saying that this is worse than the steroid era and the steroid scandal, and that seems extremely victim of the moment to me. That's off base, right?
I've got to say, that is a very rare, just a very rare Blue Shorts brilliant point. because we got if Twitter existed in 1998 and 2001 and 2004, it would be the exact same thing. The only reason this stuff is coming to light is because of social media.
Yes.
If we were doing this 20 years ago, it would have stopped long before it even got to this point. You know, John Boy, who's come out, and it seems like, you know, he only wants to tweet against the Yankees being cheated on, and him and Chaz Palminteri, right?
Yeah.
They're kind of like scorned lovers here, but some reports have indicated that their team was involved. The guy wouldn't even exist. And, I wouldn't exist for the fact of the matter. So I think a lot of it has to do with social media. You have not just your Jeff Passans and your Evan Grewitz's and your Ken Rosenthal's doing the investigative reporting, but you got Joe Schmo on Twitter. You got this random person who's like, I'm Beltran's niece, and posting somewhat substantiated claims. I'm not giving any credit to the buzzer thing, but some of the stuff that has come from that account has actually come to fruition. So some people are giving it, giving credit to.
Well, and that could just be guessing, right? I mean, that's the world that we live in social media, where if a random person says what a lot of people want to hear and want to believe, and they happen to guess right, it gives them a false sense of validation.
Oh, I mean, I live on that, right?
Yeah.
But no, you're exactly right. I think the one thing that everybody's lending it credit to is apparently that account was the first one to say that Beltran is going to get hired as manager, and it was like maybe a couple days before it actually happened. It was reported by whomever was the first. You know, it's always one of the big, I don't know, 10 or 12. And I just think this stuff's far from over.
Yeah.
I do think that there are certain teams that Major League Baseball wants to protect because they essentially represent the sport.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take down Derek Jeter. I mean, just to use Jeter as an example, there's a reason he won 5 gold gloves, but he sucked at defense.
Right, right, exactly. Like, horrible defender.
Right? He represented the sport. And he was the face of the sport for the longest time. Well, you have certain teams who are the face of the sport that I don't think Major League Baseball is going to want to implicate unless they absolutely have to.
Right. I got one final question I want to squeeze in for you. Tell me what I want to hear and a reason why I should believe that the buzzer thing is real, because I so desperately want to believe it just for the entertainment value.
Oh, man, I wish I had something for you. I got nothing there. I really feel badly.
Is it
on the spot?
But what about all the pictures?
Yes. Is it possible? Is it theoretically possible that
could it
Jose
just
Altuve,
be his jersey, or
yes,
could it be a buzzer?
Is it possible that he could have been wearing a buzzer and from the dugout they're signaling to him which pitch is coming? I just want to believe it's possible.
So the thing is, they wouldn't be signaling from the dugout. And I've looked into this a little bit, and in terms of an actual Bluetooth thing to go from the video room, even if it's underneath the dugout, it really wouldn't have the range to necessarily do that.
It's like 25 feet. I can walk from one end of my apartment to the other, and it's the same distance.
What I heard was in order for this to be possible, it would have to be something like almost like a garage door opener, right? It would have to be low tech, not high tech.
Sure.
And I guess in theory that's a possibility. But
all right.
You know, I'm sure you saw that Altuve video, right? And he's running there.
Of course. I watched it 50 times.
Yeah. And everybody's saying, he's like, no, I got a piece. Well, he doesn't really speak English that good. So in reality, he was probably saying, no la camisa, right? Which is, don't touch my shirt.
All right. We got to get out of here. But thanks so much, buddy. We're up against it. But I really appreciate all the insight. People can follow Ryan Spader on Twitter at the Ace of Spader. And thanks so much. And people, check out the podcast. We'll post that up later, too. Thanks, Ryan.
I appreciate you guys having me. And I gained 700 followers since we've been on the phone. So.
I'm sure.
Of course you have. That's Ryan Spader. Next time he's on, I'd love to ask him about the tweet interaction between him and AWOD from earlier in the week. We didn't have time for that. He actually had a lot of information, and what I gathered from it was pretty much that Jose Altuve was telling the truth when he said that his wife didn't want him to take the jersey off on the field.
Because supposedly,
if he can't prove what you want to hear, which was he's wearing a buzzer, the only other reasonable thing would be
his wife actually didn't want him.
His wife didn't want him taking the jersey off on the field. This is Bit Night. We're going to reset, come back top of the hour. If you want to chime in on Buzzergate and talk about what this means for baseball and just give your opinions on that, we will take your calls at the top of the hour. This is Bit Night.